Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today. It is always a treat and a privilege to be able to share with you the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're in 1 John chapter 5. Let's read yesterday's verse. It was verse 19. We're almost finished. We know that we are children of God and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. Let's move on to 20 today, which is a little longer verse. We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true by being in His Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. That's a big, long verse. So let's break it up. Today we'll deal with the first sentence. Tomorrow we'll deal with the last two sentences. Here's that first one, 1 John 5:20. We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know Him who is true. The purpose for Jesus coming was to introduce man to the proper picture of God. God had not changed. God has not changed. But man had a very incomplete picture of God through the lens of an old covenant, because all they could see was God on the other end of a performance-based covenant. That's not where God wanted to be, but it's where God was in relating to the children of Israel on the other end of a performance covenant, which meant they were incapable of seeing God as Father. They could see Him as judge, they could see Him as provider, but they couldn't see Him as daddy. Jesus came and stated in the 17th chapter of John, "Father, I have revealed unto your people the name that you've given me to reveal to them." And the only name Jesus revealed to the people about God that they didn't already know was Abba, Father, Daddy. So Israel now has, through Christ, the ability to see God as Daddy. Now, you and I, we're not Israel, but we're spiritual Israel. We're spiritual Israel because we're born into Abraham by faith. Now, we have the ability then to see God, not just as provider, not just as judge, but we have the ability to see God as Father. We know that the Son of God came and gave us understanding so that we may know Him who is true. So the purpose of Jesus was and is the same thing, to introduce man to the loving Father, to complete the picture of who God is. Don't see the Old Testament in terms of man was wrong. That takes away our confidence in the Old Testament. See it in terms of man only had a part of a picture. And because he only had part of a picture, he overemphasized the part that he had. He only had the part where he saw God dealing with him through the other end of a performance covenant. So he assumed God was mad, and he assumed God was jealous, and he assumed that God was vengeful. But he was dealing with God through the end of a performance-based covenant. Once that was gone, he was dealing with God through a new covenant. He could see a side of God he'd never seen before. It's why Jesus came along and said, "I am here to show you the Father, and here's what the Father looks like." And it was such a crucial, such an important moment in the development of our understanding of who we are in Christ. Now, the latter part of that verse, the latter part of that sentence, because that verse is long, latter part of that sentence, or middle part, "He has given us understanding so that we may know Him who is true." Jesus is the provider of understanding. What Jesus gives us the ability to comprehend things that we could not comprehend without the unction of the Holy Spirit. So I thank God for you today, that inside of every one of you is the ability to understand the deeper things of God, not due to higher learning, but due to the presence of the Holy Spirit. You have the ability to understand things about Jesus that in turn teach you important things about the Father. That's a beautiful gift, and I say thank you, Jesus. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.